Everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarian, and I'm joined by the Uzbeki griller himself, Rich Stambolo.
What's up?
You're not Uzbeki.
No, I'm not Uzbeki.
You're not.
No.
But that's your gimmick.
Sure. That's like when they make Italian guys Native American.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uzbekistan.
Or they make that's Italian guys Iranian.
Italian guys are Iranian. Mm-hmm. What would I be? Would I stick to the...
You'd get Muhammad Hassan in a heartbeat.
You know what? There is a picture of me. I have the Iron Sheik thing, mm-hmm. and I have the Aladdin pants on.
Mm-hmm.
Shirtless, oiled.
Sabu.
Very sexy.
Son of Sabu.
I'm a sexy Sabu.
An unscarred, smooth Sabu. Yeah.
Jess and I get a little kinky. We dress up like wrestlers.
You do the role play? Did you make her dress up like Rob Van Dam?
No, like the gobbledygooker. She dresses up in random wrestling outfits. This is a show all about professional wrestling. We're going to talk about the road to WrestleMania and everything else happening. A lot of controversy this week. New yes. Daniel Bryan controversy. But before we do that, it's very interesting what's going on with that.
Yeah.
Before we do that, I want to give a little plug, paying the bills here. Our Pro Wrestling Tees shop, prowrestlingtees.com/MattMenPodcast. Guys, go support us. Go buy a Matt Men shirt. We have a GFQ shirt, a Matt Men shirt. A lot of people are buying the shirts. Go there.
Yeah,
check
worldwide.
It out. And guys, tweet it out to us. If you bought a Matt Men shirt or a GFQ shirt, send us the picture. I'm trying to pull it up here while I...
Yeah, a couple of UK guys picked up our stuff. They got them last week. Dave.
That's crazy. Big shout out. Yeah, Dave got one. A couple other people. I love it. You know, you guys are tweeting it. You guys are buying it. You guys are supporting it. And then we got the random UK guys like podcast queens.
Yeah, whatever.
And then I'm like, and I no sell the whole
don't
thing.
Don't engage them.
No, that's I don't. I'm like, oh, what do you mean? They're like, oh, you're saying it's a podcast queen. I'm like, I don't know what that is. What are you talking about? I'm like, oh, that's where you're going with it.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw, but I tweeted that we originally wanted to have RuPaul on our shirts. So.
That would have been great. That's the real podcast queens. ProWrestlingTees.com. I'm trying to pull up the website here. So I can show you guys, the people that are watching, if you're not watching, this is a total waste of time for you. But here is the shirts. Here is the shop, prowrestlingtees.com/MattManPodcast. You can see what we got here. The Matt Man one is really cool. That's my favorite. And I like the guys from Queens. The Subway one, all these ones. Eat, Sleep, Podcast, Repeat. I know we have a lot of podcasters that watch us.
That's getting a lot of traction.
It is getting a lot of traction.
Because there's a lot of podcasters out there.
Yep.
You don't have to be anybody to really have a podcast. You could just have a podcast, you know, and
did you see that skip Edge and Christian did?
No.
The stuff pro wrestling fans say.
I think I skipped a week.
It was actually really good. And they actually said hey, Kevin Owens, I absolutely love you. Not like all these other marks. They said kayfabe. They said Mark. It was actually funny.
Okay.
Yeah, it was actually really funny. And the other one was like, hey, you want to be on my podcast? ProWrestlingTees.com/MattManPodcast. Check it out. Let's start off with the Daniel Bryan story. This is actually fascinating. Mm-hmm. Daniel Bryan has been pulled from everything, essentially.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan Appreciation Night at the Garden has been canceled.
Mm-hmm.
He canceled Access. He's not going to be at WrestleMania. Brie Bella was not on TV this week.
They want time off. That's it. That's what he says. He wants time off.
That's what WWE says.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants time off before WrestleMania.
He's going to New
Japan. He's had enough time off. He's going to Chikara, boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
No, something is going on there because nobody requests time off prior to WrestleMania. This is your payday.
Yeah, but I don't think he has a payday.
Oh, yeah, he does.
You know, no way.
Yeah.
He's going to make an appearance. He's going to write out his contract. He probably doesn't have to.
No, he's going to be on WrestleMania. He's going
to
be on TV. If you show up on TV at WrestleMania, you're getting paid. And you're getting a nice little check. It's not part of your standard. You're getting a bonus, an appearance bonus. That's why they try to get all these guys involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why you have that battle royal.
Yeah.
Because they want to give these guys a couple bucks. You know, Zack Ryder now, he's going to get the biggest payday of his life.
No.
Zack Ryder?
No way. He was part of the main event at WrestleMania a few years ago. That was probably the biggest payday of his life. When he was with Myers, when they were the two fake edges.
Were they in? Did he have a match? No, he didn't have a match.
But he did show up, you know.
And
I think they were tag champs. Anything that dude did with Edge probably put a lot of money in his pocket.
He probably got money. I mean, this is his first match at WrestleMania.
Okay.
And it's great.
He replaced Neville.
He replaced Neville, yeah. But so for you to say, mm-hmm. I want to request time off the week before WrestleMania, something is going on.
He might be a little banged up, you know?
Maybe
he just doesn't want to deal with the crowd.
Maybe he's like, you guys, maybe they change our deal with him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they try to lowball him on a new contract.
I doubt it.
Listen, it could be anything.
Maybe he found out that he can wrestle, but, and they didn't want to tell him.
Well, there was a report last week, a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. about another guy to ask for his release.
Right.
So, not saying it's him,
mm-hmm.
but very possible. Listen, this story is going to come out in the next couple days. All these people are reporting it. Meltzer had the most interesting take on it, where he said, this is really interesting, and the person that told us this knows exactly why, and he said, I'm not going to tell you why he's not showing up. But it is not because he wants more time off. Mm-hmm. He's requesting some time off, personally. There's something going on here, and it's going to be a huge story the next couple of days. So we'll see what happens. But it is fascinating. You know, WrestleMania is the moment that you want to be in. It's sad. Like, Luke Harper's going to miss WrestleMania now.
Sucks.
Possible torn ACL.
So is Neville.
Doing nothing.
But everybody is like, this is the weirdest year for injuries, man. Like, that injury list keeps mounting, you know?
You know, we spoke about this a while ago, and you mentioned this, and I think I said it last week. You have to really look at, you know, let's look at the New York Mets, okay?
Sure.
Jose Reyes,
mm-hmm.
phenomenal player.
Right.
Jose Reyes got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And during his, I guess, return, right, they had him training.
Mm-hmm.
It was a dead season, and they had him run, and during the dead season, he tore whatever it was again.
Mm-hmm.
This is a conditioning issue. These are your conditioning coaches that make a mistake like that. You have to look at what's changed within the WWE conditioning programs and the training programs for these guys, that all these guys are getting injured. And if you notice it, these are all guys that have come up through NXT.
Plus the indies,
yeah. But you know, you look at a guy like Neville, and Neville's was a freak accident. But
yeah, that was like, that's like a one in a million.
But rotator cuffs, ACLs. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Luke Harper was just standing there. He did nothing. And he tore his ACL. You know, he screwed up. So you have to consider, and I'm not saying this is it, this is the reason, but there's something more to this than just these guys are working a hard schedule. They are, but the amount of injuries is astronomical.
Just this year alone. Usually it's like, I think, you know, it's either feast or famine, where in the past few years you'd get like one or two guys kind of hurt. But this year has been like from top to bottom, all over the card, everybody's getting hurt, but then a lot of people are stepping up. John Cena is not going to be back probably until like possibly SummerSlam, you know?
Yeah.
That dude's going to need more rehab, which is freaking crazy.
Is that what they said?
So they said
he was doing a dead press of 600 and something pounds. So
it's ridiculous. They like superhuman. The report was basically like John Cena always returns early from whatever injury, but this year he's definitely probably going to be held off until like summer.
Do they or like around need to come like, back? You know, rightfully so. The guy deserves some time off.
Yeah,
this will probably be the longest time off he's had since that Royal Rumble debut that he was supposed to be at for like 9 months.
Okay.
Did you hear that meow?
You do own cats, so more than likely there's a cat meow somewhere.
You know, I think he deserves it. He's getting old. He's 37. He needs to take care of himself. This guy is still their franchise.
Mm-hmm. Kinda.
Yeah, I mean,
but again, like, do they? He sells merch at this point, but like, honestly, do they need? This is one of those weird questions. Like at this point, everything's been kind of getting along very well with John Cena. You go to arenas, like there's no "We want Cena" chant. There's no Cena chants, as opposed to like when Daniel Bryan left.
Oh yeah,
when CM Punk left.
Yeah,
nothing but yes chants and CM Punk chants. Not a peep for John Cena. So I feel like as much as he is the workhorse and he sells the most merch, they're doing just fine without the guy.
Yeah, but Hogan sold merch too, even when people were booing him. You know what I mean? It's like that mm-hmm. Hogan thing where it's the Hulk Hogan merchandising is very similar to the way that John Cena is being merchandised. WWE would have never considered turning Hogan heel ever.
Right.
And he was being booed towards the end of his last run.
Oh, absolutely.
We don't remember that because we were like young and like Hogan's. Mm. He's a cartoon.
Why are people booing him?
He's brown and he wears yellow tights. Yeah. I mean, how could you? And he has yellow hair.
Well, that's the thing about like those guys, like Hogan and Cena are both the most colorful dudes on earth. They're like
they're like
two big birds just walking around, you know. And I think that's their appeal. Like I missed, like I love, like I, listen, I'm a fan of Cena, right? And somebody on Twitter asked us like, who do you miss? Who do you want to be at Mania and why? And I was like, honestly, like John Cena,
yeah,
like,
because
from
that
would have
been the biggest. First of all, you're absolutely right, because if John Cena was not hurt, he would have had that Taker match.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think he would have been in the I honestly think it would have been like a little different. Like I don't think he would have been in a Taker match to be perfectly honest with you.
You don't think so?
No, I
think
it would
have
been something
plan.
Cool.
That was a plan for a while.
I think he would have put somebody over.
Well, Taker. He would have lost to Taker, you know, and then he would have come out and said it was the greatest moment of his life losing to the dead man, and if you're gonna lose to somebody, it better be the dead man.
Political John Cena.
Yeah, political John Cena.
Yeah, but like
that's a great gimmick for him.
Yeah,
like, is that like Bob
true.
Backlund?
That's
like
how
a
he
crazy
is.
Politician.
But like, yeah, I would love to. See, I love seeing John Cena on big stages because as much as you kind of don't like the guy, you still are like, yeah, this dude's awesome. Like he's still the man. He's a weird like kind of guy.
It is weird.
You know?
I thought he had the best year of his career, as far as
that U.S. title stuff was amazing.
The U.S. title stuff was probably the best that he's been in a long time, and all these Marky Marks loved him.
Yeah.
That's all you had to do. He came out on TV. He wasn't a main champion. He was a secondary champion.
Yeah.
He legitimized that U.S. title, and every week you had somebody new, and they had stellar matches.
Yeah.
The Kevin Owens stuff, the Sami Zayn, one Sami Zayn match.
Neville.
He had stellar matches with everybody.
Cesaro. He had such a great run with Cesaro. And that poor dude, too, like, that guy got hurt. Those shoulder injuries are tough to come back from, man. They take a while.
It's the heavy lifting, man.
Yeah.
Listen, I spoke about this, right? I hurt my, I tore my rotator cuff. Mm-hmm. Minor tear. I'm still in pain. This has been going on since June of last year. Since June. So imagine how bad it is for these guys.
Right.
That they literally have really bad tear. And they have to do rehab. It is terrible.
Like,
it is a very difficult.
Where's Hideo Itami, man? Like that dude's like they all disappeared.
Like, where is he?
He's still hurt with the shoulder
that
stuff,
bad,
man.
Huh?
But I think he's coming back soon. I feel like they're holding off on him a little bit.
They did do that one weird thing when when Balor won the title, Itami was in a crowd looking like this.
Yeah, like real mean at him.
Yeah. They did do that, which was cool. Well, you know that wrestling. Itami and Kenta and Nakamura have heat.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
There's some heat from like the Noah days.
That's funny.
Yeah. There's something going on there.
I'm sure they'll squash it. But all right. So like going into Mania, it's going to be an interesting Mania. One more thing about John Cena, which I feel like is kind of fascinating. I watched the other day, I was working from home, and I was listening to Alberto Del Rio shoot interviews, like, all day.
I have it, actually.
And,
it's great.
No, but, like, from everybody else, and, like, the fact, like, this dude got so passionately defensive about John Cena at one point. I forgot who was interviewing. It wasn't Scott Oliver. So I don't think he did
Sean
that.
Sean Oliver?
Sean Oliver.
Yeah.
It was, like, I think it was in, like, a like Spanish TV or something like that.
No, there's one that he did with this Russell Talk. It's a show in the U.K.
That may have
TV.
Been it. That may have been it.
Yeah.
And then he was just like, oh, what do you think about John Cena? And he was like, yo, honestly, that guy is the friggin' best. He's such a great worker. He's the only guy that call my matches. And I'm like, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
You know? Because I wouldn't ever think that coming from Del Rio, you know?
Yeah.
Fascinating dude. Anyway, WrestleMania.
Is coming. Let's talk about Raw for a little bit.
Sure.
The crowd was dead, man.
Yeah.
Not a good crowd.
Entertaining show.
It was a weird show. You know, I fell asleep at around 10:30, so I missed the Vince McMahon's stipulation.
Yeah,
for Undertaker, if he loses, they have. First of all, let me just mention, they have kind of booked themselves into a corner here, right?
Kind of. I think there's one more surprise coming.
What's in that box? What's in that lock safe?
I think Vince is going to announce himself as the special guest referee,
and I'm going to be the referee.
Yeah.
It's in a Hell in a Cell. What is he going to do?
I think that's going to be it, you know? And they're both going to get thrown off the cage.
They're both going to die. And then Shawn Michaels is going to come out.
That would be awesome if, like, Shane gets Shawn Michaels and Mankind to come out like, and help him.
All, like, the Hell in a Cell people. And then Kane, everybody comes out.
That'd be amazing.
And then you bring the just bury him. Just put him in, you know, just kill the Undertaker. They
should
do.
They should do something so completely bananas where it's like, it's Hell in a Cell. I'm the special guest ref. Buried Alive match also. So yeah. Just like the ring is just filled with dirt. And then I think this WrestleMania has the propensity to, one, get really friggin' kooky,
yeah,
and two, like, I am putting so much faith in the entrances this year. That's one of the best parts of WrestleMania.
Listen,
it's already become
a 14-year-old's wet dream of WWE 2K16 fantasy magic.
Yeah.
All you need now is random creative wrestlers that are really goth.
Yeah.
Like a lot of Jeff Hardy ripoff creative wrestlers and a lot of goth, like, Slipknot looking
yeah.
guys.
All right.
Like
so,
Slug Twins and Puke.
They'll have like
Puke Stain.
Like ski masks.
Yeah, they all had like the masks, yeah.
All right. So Raw it started out very strong between
Stephanie McMahon did her dance again. That's her heel move now. She comes out dancing to her theme.
I think that's great.
I love it.
She's excellent. The whole Roman thing in the beginning was perfectly fine. He could have speared her. I think.
Yeah.
How do you get that Philly crowd over? And also, like, I'm kind of glad he's not coming through the crowd.
I am too, and I'm glad that he took off the vest.
Yeah, I like the vest. I want.
What is he going to wear now when he wrestles?
Nothing.
Bare chested.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Just like.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen? He's going to go bare chested, cut his hair, and he's going to turn those cargo pants into cargo shorts. And they're just gonna outright make him Ace Samoan John Cena.
Yeah. Perfect.
So that bit was fine. I have no problem with Roman Reigns. I feel like it's the in thing to do to boo the guy. You know, like if you're part of the crowd, so many people bitch about him, and it's like freaking crazy. But then you had one of the best matches on Raw ever between Kevin Owens and AJ Styles.
Phenomenal match,
right?
Great match.
Three commercial breaks.
Yeah. They gave it over 20 minutes.
I wonder
it
what
like 24 minutes.
I wonder what Meltzer rated it.
Like
4 out of 5 hot dogs.
Would have been 5 stars if it was in a Tokyo Dome.
All right. was that your impression of Dave Meltzer?
No, that's what everybody says online. If you go to like, and they're like, oh, Meltzer gave it 4.75. Goes, yeah, but it would have gotten 5 stars if it was in the Tokyo Dome.
It would be great if Meltzer actually spoke like that.
Yeah. Dave get money Meltzer. I thought it was a great match. I thought those two guys worked so well together. It's ridiculous how well they work together.
Yeah.
And they gave it a lot of time, you know, and I'm curious about why they decided that they're going to give that match. It's weird, like how they kind of fit it. It was the first match.
Yeah.
And normally, like, I can see them going 15 minutes. They went 20 minutes with 3 commercial breaks.
Pretty awesome, man. I think
the finish was wonky. I think what they should have done, what they should have done was had Jericho have his match first.
Mm-hmm.
AJ comes out and does that AJ style, you know, the white, whatever he said about
Y2 Jackass.
Y2 Jackass costs Jericho the match.
Mm-hmm.
Jericho comes and tries to do it to him, and he overcomes it and he wins regardless. So I thought that was kind of weird. And this is the second time they did the same exact thing. They did it on SmackDown.
Yeah.
So it's all right. It's fine. The match made up for it. It was such a good match.
I think also because I feel like Kevin Owens has like he's starting to get like a little more stroke with the company.
Well, they have no other choice, you do know? They?
Well, I mean, he's in with Triple H. The dude, he had a very interesting interview the other day, where he was talking about how like during the shows he just hangs out in Gorilla with Vince and Triple H, just watching everything and like talking to Road Dogg and talking to Michael Hayes about like the production side of it and the backstage psychology of it. So I feel like that's kind of an interesting thing. And I've also had this theory for the past couple of years is that they really like guys who don't drink too much and don't party too much. Kevin Owens, I don't know if he's completely straight edge, but that dude's not a drinker. Triple H, not a drinker. Daniel Bryan, like all those guys, like they're pretty like they have their head above
straight,
water,
yeah.
you know? And I think like he's got like a weird big future with the company, you know? They're definitely putting that belt on him in the next couple of years.
Oh, yeah. You know, you got to look at, like, the potential, like, world next generation champions, right? Like, the next couple of years. That list is, you know, in 5 years, you're looking at the Cenas and the Ortons are going to be gone. The Sheamuses are going to be gone. You're going to have, like, so many of these guys involved, and they're all big stars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kevin Owens is a star.
Oh, yeah.
Seth Rollins, star. Dean Ambrose, star. Roman Reigns, star. Regardless if you like
Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt, star. Mm-hmm. And then you have that other group coming in.
Yeah.
which actually, you know what's funny? If you talk about NXT right now, right? Mm-hmm. Who's there? Like, how many future world champions do they have there?
A lot, I think.
Like, looking at it in the next 5 years, like, realistically, Finn Balor, okay. Mm-hmm.
Joe.
Samoa Joe is a world champion.
Because the work rate is there, and I think it's feuds that will take that guy to the top.
Listen, he's great, but I don't know what they're going to do with him, right? Like, is Nakamura going to be a world champion? Probably not.
Never know, man. Like, that.
Like work rate, yet. We talk about that all the time. Yeah. Like, look at the work rate that exists.
Yeah.
But are they future world champ? Are these guys that are going to be the face of the company?
You know what? Like, I could see Nakamura on posters because he's still colorful. You know, like that's, you know, like he's Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury.
But Nakamura was not, remember, Nakamura in New Japan was never the face.
Right.
He was the second guy, the IC guy, but he was the headlining IC guy. He legitimized that belt.
Yeah.
I see them doing that to him. I don't see them putting a belt, the main title on him.
Okay. All right.
I see him being
that's
in
a
feuds.
Fair point.
Yeah. I see him being in feuds, but he's not going to be the future of that company. They really haven't created the next four top stars.
You don't need to at this point. Yeah, because like this is the build that they failed to do in the late 2000s. You know, when they got Sheamus and Barrett and Drew Galloway and whoever they saw, like Ziggler, Cody, you know, whoever they had at that time, where they were trying to get those guys over, you know, Miz. And it's just kind of like, It kind of got kaput, you know, because they took guys who were out of developmental who didn't have that background. You
okay,
know?
So let me ask you. Give me four guys in developmental right now that you could see, not like hotshotting a one-off title. You could see them being the next generation of the Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, and Roman Reigns.
You're talking about guys in NXT right now?
Guys in NXT that will be the future in, you know, 4 to 5 years or 3 years. Right? How long have they been there? 2012 they came?
Yeah.
So 3 years.
Rick Swan.
Okay.
He had a phenomenal match with Balor last night. That dude, I feel like, could be way over.
And I'll present this to the chat room also, so the chat could answer this.
Let's see. When Kenta comes back, finally.
Okay.
Who else is on that roster? Enzo and Cass could be a big addition to the tag team.
No, I'm talking world heavyweight, like the face of the company.
I could honestly see Cass holding a belt in the next like 7 years.
I can see that too.
Big dude. Yeah. Whoever they get that, possibly Jordan.
Jordan, okay.
Because that dude's like big, good looking.
Is he tall? Yeah, he's tall.
Yeah, he's a big dude. Wrestles Gable.
Gable's tiny.
Gable. He'll go far on the card.
Did you see that suplex he did
it's
last week?
Awesome. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
They're really hitting their stride, I think. And once they get to the main roster, their ability is going to get them over.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who else? I'm trying to...
But it's interesting, right? Like, a couple of years ago, I do think...
Apollo Crews will definitely go far.
Apollo Crews is going to go far. Yeah, Vince loves him.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at that roster...
Baron Corbin,
yeah. Mm-hmm. He's going to be a big star in the company. When I look at that roster, it's interesting because NXT is, you know, we love NXT, but the pay-per-views are always great. The TV show is okay every now and then. They have bad weeks. Mm-hmm. They tape 4 weeks and the crowd is dead and there's only so much you could do with a roster like that. When I look at that roster, I guess when we looked at it, you know, 2 years ago, three years ago when Seth Rollins was champion, we would have said, oh, it's going to be Seth Rollins. It's going to be...
Bray Wyatt, Dean Ambrose. All the dudes Bray who Wyatt. Are like the main eventers
well,
now.
Well, Dean Ambrose, I don't know. No, Dean Ambrose was FCW. He didn't really do much in NXT.
Yeah.
So it was Bray also. He didn't do much in NXT.
Yeah.
You had Seth Rollins. I would have said Chris Hero.
Neville.
Adrian Neville.
Hmm.
They didn't really have a lot. It's interesting, right? Like,
yeah.
You look at some of those guys and you're like, oh... Generico now, but they don't really, it's funny, I don't think anybody would have said that Seth Rollins would have gotten the title that quickly. Out of those three guys that came, nobody predicted Seth Rollins. Dean Ambrose was the guy, and we talk about this all the time. When The Shield debuted, everybody thought that Seth Rollins is a weak link.
Yeah.
Because he can't talk. That was the thing. Oh, Seth Rollins, he's horrible on the mic. He's not gonna, and he has a bad attitude. He's not going to get far.
Yeah.
Dean Ambrose was the future of that group.
It was, I remember that very vividly because it was always a split where it's like, oh, this guy's a leader. No, that guy's a leader. Oh, that guy's a weak link. Oh, this guy's a weak link. You know, so it's so friggin' crazy that they actually pulled this off with those three dudes, you know? And it's also very unfortunate that Seth got hurt as the champ.
Yeah.
Because who, like, we just talked about how interesting it would be to have John Cena at WrestleMania, yeah, but imagine what they would have done with Rollins.
Oh, this year.
Right.
It was probably going to be Rollins and, it probably would have been Rollins and Reigns.
Yeah.
Probably. Or maybe you would have had a three-way for the title, you know, a Shield three-way for the title. That would have been great. I would have loved that.
Yeah.
That would have been, I mean.
That's a future WrestleMania.
That is a future. You know what, though? That's a future. That three-way feud is, like, you're talking, like, a tremendous run with those three guys fighting for the title.
Yeah.
Especially when Rollins comes back.
Mm-hmm.
And when Rollins comes back, he's going to come back as a face.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think he's going
to. Oh, there's no way that he can't. I mean, if they don't, it'll be a bigger failure than what happened to Buff Bagwell.
Okay. All right.
Remember how in the 90s, Buff was over.
He was the stuff.
He was the stuff. People loved him. Look at him. He was a hunk.
Yeah.
The big, meaty hunk.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back and he was a heel after his injury and it ruined this guy.
I think he's going to come back face pop, immediate heel turn.
Immediate heel turn.
Yeah. It's a great heel, man.
He's a phenomenal heel. Yeah. I love him.
But just because a guy comes back, you know, like you're automatically going to make him a face. Everybody's going to be happy that somebody shows up, you know?
I would like to see a face turn. I would like to see a one-off Shield reunion.
Yeah.
Somebody turns heel, and now you're working this program for until God knows how long.
Because
you have, you know, three months each guy.
Yeah.
You got the three with like the in betweens. Like this could go on forever.
I think your surprise at Mania this year is gonna be that mini Shield reunion.
This year.
Yeah. Because
in what way? I would like to see how that happens.
I think because you're gonna you really have to the way this WrestleMania is structured.
It's bizarre.
It's bizarre, but it's also like every match has to outdo the other match.
Yeah,
right?
But what can Rollins do? He's hurt. He's working in the ring.
But he doesn't have to do anything, but you could have him and Ambrose show up, triple powerbomb Triple H, and Roman gets the title. Mini Shield reunion, the crowd goes crazy because you see the Mini Shield reunion.
And that's how you get Roman over.
And then also Rollins could say, like, when I come back, like, I want that title back. You know, that's it. And then he goes away and maybe he shows up on Raw. He does, like, a little talk with them. He doesn't have to do anything. You know, he doesn't have to get hurt. He could just be there, you know, and that's it. I think that's I want to see that. I want to see Triple H get triple powerbomb by a Mini Shield reunion.
Okay, so let me ask you this about the latest rumors about what's happening with Roman Reigns. Reports are coming out from SmackDown. Is that you or what is that?
They were being invaded.
Where's that coming
it's
from?
It's Independence Day. I don't know.
Outside?
I think it's outside. Jesus. I think there's a weird construction going on.
Yeah. Reports are coming in from SmackDown, and Dave Meltzer spoke about this today, last night on The Observer, that people are reporting that in the arena, Roman Reigns was heavily cheered. Mm-hmm. I mean, just cheered. But on TV, because the Canadian version went out, they dubbed it over with boos. They were piping in boos.
That's crazy.
Is there validity
to that?
Okay, so it's multiple reports. It's not just one guy. It's been multiple reports that it was overwhelmingly he was cheered and on TV he was booed. There could be a number of things here. One, it could just be that section, you know, it could have just been that the mic was picking up a section that was heavily booing him. That, I mean, that's a possibility. The other thing is, how awesome is this that this guy now is getting cheered and they're piping in boos? Like, and now the crowd, like, that he's get. Now the crowd's like, oh, maybe we should turn him. And now he's getting cheered. Like, it's like no matter what they do, it's the opposite. I don't know. I don't know if that's. I don't know how true that report is. I can't see them piping in boos after all of this. But if you think about it, he has been booked as somewhat of an asshole.
Yeah.
He beat the crap out of Triple H, mm-hmm. and then he jumped him.
Yeah.
In front of his wife, he mugged him.
I think he's booked as a man who's on the edge right now, which is how it should be, I think. He hasn't done the jokey stuff. He's been serious. He's been a man of action. I also thought it was really weird how on Monday...
He was like stalking him when the gate went up.
When the gate went up, and like, what kind of shitty driver do you have that just didn't lock the door? As soon as you see that guy hit the thing, like, yo, you ain't getting in this car,
man. How about
man.
The guy that opened the gate?
Mm-hmm.
That hit the button to open the gate?
Yeah.
What he wasn't like, he just stood there. He let this beating happen.
Yeah. See, I think would have made a lot more sense and would have been a lot cooler is if you see another black Escalade pull in, park right across.
And block him.
Block him.
Yeah.
Roman gets out
yeah.
and does what he had to do.
Well, Rich, that's smart booking.
Mm-hmm.
Or you see this man coming to you and you fear, why not hit him with the car? Triple H has done that in the past.
Right, yeah.
Why not hit another guy? Who cares?
See, it was a cool visual, but I would have preferred it if, you know, like Roman brings his own car, blocks it, Triple H gets out, he's like, what's going on? Door opens, it's Roman Reigns, and they go at it, you know?
Yeah. I thought that was weird, but I think like the writing mm-hmm. of these characters has gotten really bizarre. Like Shane McMahon, and I was talking about this yesterday. Some people agree, some people don't. Shane is the heel here. Okay, he is the son. Mm-hmm. He's the older son. He's the older brother to Steph.
Mm-hmm.
Steph has been here from day one,
mm-hmm.
working on this company, trying to make the company better, doing mm-hmm. what she feels is right.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband is working in the company. He abandoned the company, mm-hmm. abandoned the family, and now all of a sudden, his other thing didn't work out for him. So he's back, and he's like, hey, mm-hmm. I want what's mine. I want Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
How is he the good guy here?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, on paper, you know, it doesn't make sense, but also it's like...
And that promo that Steph cut a couple of weeks ago, where she pretty much said, like, he's done this to me my whole life.
Yeah.
I work my ass off, and he comes and takes credit for it. Like,
mm-hmm.
you just solidify that Steph is that poor youngest girl. Like, she's the sister that gets the shit end of everything.
But it's also, like, the prodigal son returns, and... has to take his place, you know, like that's the whole thing. Like, I think it's just an interesting story. I feel like there's going to be some kind of wacky screw finish. There's also rumors that there's going to be another brand split, which I completely disagree with.
They don't have the roster for a brand split at this point.
Everybody's
hurt. Yeah, everybody's hurt. They're really low on this. Yeah. I don't know. I have a hard time with this angle, and there's a lot of holes in it. Like, and now they have Undertaker. Taker's going to be, open up with Steve Weiser. Taker's going to be stipulate he'll never wrestle at WrestleMania again, which is a weird way to say he's retiring, but he's not.
Was that the stipulation?
That's the stipulation,
was it,
I think.
Was it he'll never wrestle again?
I could be wrong.
Yeah. Not like he'll never wrestle at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Big Money Drew says, I think they realize what you're saying, Andrew, and that's why Steph has not been involved with the storyline and a move to just Vince and Shane. Yeah, but the Vince and Shane thing, like, that's also bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
If you have this thing, right, like that Shane has, which we don't know, they haven't mentioned what's in that lockbox. I imagine, like,
Mankind's mask.
Mankind's mask. I imagine, like, nude Vince photos, mm-hmm. like the George Costanza post. Like, I imagine, like, something like... really weird and homoerotic is in that lock safe.
It's Mark Henry's hand baby.
Mark Henry's hand baby. Mick Foley's mask.
Mm-hmm.
just random shit.
But like, the bedpan from...
The bedpan when he hit him in the head. But if you have this thing, why not just be like, hey, a picture of Psycho Sid. If you have this thing, why not just be like, hey, guys, I'm going to release this if you don't give me Raw. Why would he go and fight the Undertaker?
Right.
This is the swerve here. There's going to be a swerve at the end. And the second thing is, why isn't Triple H more concerned with this?
Right. You were right, though. I just read it. It's the final. If he doesn't win, it's Taker's final WrestleMania.
Final WrestleMania. Really weird wording there. Mm-hmm. I guess he'll wrestle at SummerSlam.
Right. Yeah. That's going to be his new thing. Undefeated at SummerSlam.
Streak is back.
The streak is back, starting 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I don't know.
Why?
Why? Why any of it? Like, I, I'm having a hard time grasping this. Listen, I predict there's going to be some sort of wacky ending to this.
There's going
to
be
a that'll explain it.
I think there's going to be a wacky ending for everything. All right. So, like, all right, this is what happened Monday. Like, this is just an interesting build for WrestleMania. So, you also have, I'm sorry, the Biggie Russo match was excellent, by the way.
Very good match. On Monday. Yeah. Biggie's like, there's big things planned for this guy.
That whole thing is friggin' bizarre.
Yeah.
How it's New Day versus the League of Nations. But the promo they cut on them was excellent about how, like, oh, you guys were world champions and, like, look what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
The Big Show thing, also, like, pretty weird. Like, you know, I'm a giant, but Andre the Giant was the best giant.
I always say that I'm the best one, but in reality, I'm not. I'm second best because Andre was the biggest giant, so therefore he's the best giant. Yeah. Okay.
He said something really backwards where he was like, he was the greatest giant because he was great.
Yeah.
All right. The Jericho Fandango thing was interesting because I really wanted Jericho to lose.
I did too.
And troll the entire, like, WWE universe for, like, complaining that he lost to Fandango originally.
Yeah.
And also, like, where the hell has Fandango been?
He's doing a sexy dance. By the way, Treehouse Vince messaged me. He told me that it's Paul Heyman's ponytail that's in the lockbox.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, I have it.
The six-way now with like, the IC belt is kind of cool. Do you think Zayn takes it?
For the IC? Yeah.
If he's not too banged up from Nakamura.
Kevin Owens retains.
Okay. Yeah.
Kevin Owens keeps the title.
I think it's going to be something to look forward to. I think they're also going to whip out, like, some crazy, like, ROH stuff.
Zack Ryder is the most fascinating part of that. What is he going to do?
That'd be awesome if he wins.
What do you think he's going to do? What do you think he's going to do in there? I mean.
Yeah. I like Zack Ryder.
It's a ladder match, right? Brawl. It's a ladder match.
You got Charlotte and Natalya, which is good. Bubba Dudley versus R-Truth. R-Truth is so high up on the card sometimes. It's crazy.
Dudley's versus... What's the card for... What are you saying about Bubba Dudley?
Raw.
Yeah.
Before the end of the show, it was Bubba Dudley versus R-Truth.
Yeah, why?
Like, I don't get it. Like, I never get the R-Truth stuff. He seems like a really nice guy, but, like, that dude just, like, kind of has a weird way of inserting himself, like, in the upper part of, like, the show.
Always, yeah.
You know? For years. Braun Strowman, Dean Ambrose. Do you think Braun Strowman wins the Andre battle?
Yes.
Because they're teasing something.
Baby face.
They're teasing something with the Wyatt family.
In what way? They're just constantly getting their ass
with
checked.
Like, cryptic tweets and stuff like that. And also, like, Bray has no definitive plan for Mania at this point. I think he may be one of the last surprises.
Bray has. So where is he going to insert himself? You know what? I see where he inserts himself. Brock Lesnar loses.
Okay.
The Wyatts kill him.
All right.
The Wyatts do something, and Dean Ambrose... I don't know. I don't know what they could do with him, to be honest.
The Ambrose stuff is fascinating, too. Terry Funk's appearance was
first of all,
awesome.
He gave him a chainsaw.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, if I had a son, it would be you.
Amazing. Amazing.
And then he took out a chainsaw.
Love the Funk.
What does he want him to do? Just cut?
Just murder Brock
Lesnar. Murder Brock Lesnar with a chainsaw?
He's coming out with a chainsaw in one hand and the barbed
wire
bat in the other. It would have been great.
I wanted to set the barbed wire. Terry Funk is the best. I could listen to that man talk all day long. He's like, I'm in a bar. I'm in Texas. You know, he's doing his Terry Funk voice.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, here you go, and just hands him a chainsaw. And then he cuts the freaking table for no reason. Like, why? Why are you destroying this poor bar?
Why not, man? Nobody came over and stopped him. The guy's wielding a chainsaw. And also, Terry Funk just walked in there with a chainsaw. Who's going to be the next legend?
I gotta return this to somebody. Give it back to me by Tuesday.
Yeah. Who's going to be the next legend that gives him something?
Abdullah the Butcher is going to give him a fork.
He's going to give him a hepatitis razor.
Hepatitis razor. Who else is left? Give me a Tommy Dreamer, Sandman.
Yeah, like if like I think because the more impactful thing would be if they had Dreamer, Sandman, and like let's say like RVD and Sabu.
Yeah.
Just give him a bunch like a kendo stick, a chair. Raven gives him the push cart.
Full
of brooms.
New Jack could come.
New Jack gives him like a dab of coke and. But, like, Sting's bat, that's a good one.
Sting's bat, okay.
Hacksaw 2x4. There's got to be somebody major for next week.
He has to be. Does he have to be a hardcore guy? Is this what we're doing with Dean Ambrose now? He's the hardcore guy
now? He's the son of all the hardcore guys.
Yeah, he's the son of all the hardcore guys.
I feel like if Piper was still alive, he would have...
Oh, Piper would have cut a promo. Yeah, give him a coconut.
Yeah. Give him a coconut.
I guess he is the hardcore guy.
Well,
they're in New York. Remember, they're in New York next week. Yeah. They're at Brooklyn. Which is really weird that that's the...
Brawler?
Well, who's it? Tommy Dreamer. It would have to be Tommy Dreamer. He's going to give him what? Kendo stick.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, it's so stupid. Like, Terry Funk gave me a chainsaw. Mick Foley gave me a barbed wire razor blade. You're giving me a kendo stick.
Yeah.
Go home, Tommy.
I don't think it's... Because these are, like, the retired legends. You know? So, I don't think it's going to be... Dreamer, maybe Flair.
No, it's gonna be a hardcore dude.
Regal gives him the brass knuckles. That's kind of cool.
Okay,
yeah.
Somebody's gonna give him something.
Mm-hmm.
Is he gonna come out with all this in a shopping cart?
I think so. He's gonna come out in a suit of armor. With a machine gun.
Just try to kill him.
He's gonna come out dressed like he's in Fallout. You know.
Oh God, it's Al Snow could give him head.
There you go, Jake. Jake could come out
with a snake.
You know,
just throw the snake at Brock.
Mm-hmm. That'd be amazing.
Yeah,
I think that's going to be a fun match because, like, I think that would be an easy day at the office for Brock because it's a street fight. He doesn't have to turn purple.
He's definitely turning purple.
I definitely think there's going to be color in that match.
Yeah, so you're probably gonna get that there.
A lot. I bet you there's going to be a lot.
Can you imagine? You know, we months ago. When they hinted, kind of hinted at that Brock Lesnar Stone Cold match.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if that match was happening?
Oh my God.
Like what the feel right now would be.
Yeah.
Like for that to happen. Like if we got the matches that like everybody fantasized, you know, we were going to get Triple H and Rock. That was really going to happen.
Yeah.
Or Rock and Brock.
Mm-hmm.
That was another option. But if we got Rock versus Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Austin versus Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cena Taker.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that card.
Yeah.
Like, just that one match would have sold the entire card.
They're doing a good job, though, of really building this Mania.
They're trying, man. Mm-hmm. And you know, people are crapping on this. They're trying with what they have.
Yeah.
Taker, Sting, not happening.
Yeah.
So I think Sting's going to be involved in WrestleMania. You know, he came out and he said... He is not retired yet.
Mm-hmm.
He never said he was retired. It was just rumors. He's gonna do the Hall of Fame, and he's going to be involved in something at Mania. And then he'll announce his retirement on Monday.
All right.
That's how I see it.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to say, like, oh, this guy's spinal stenosis and there's all these problems, and then he comes out and does something, you know?
Do you think he screws Shane? Do you think he screws Undertaker or Triple H?
I think he comes out and he helps Taker.
Okay.
I think there's going to be something that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to come down.
With a sign?
With a sign.
Oh, is that like a zip line?
He's going to come down on a zip line.
He's going to come out with a sign that's a Sting.
Sting. He's just holding up the Sting sign.
Stinger.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, it's almost less. It's a week away, like a week plus. You know, next weekend's going to be awesome because you have NXT on Friday night. You have...
What are you doing Friday night?
The Hall of Fame. I think I may do a date night.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be watching it. And then Saturday's the Hall of Fame.
Saturday's the Hall of Fame. That's going to be fun. Yep. And then... and it's cool that it's going to be on the network because they can just do the runover, you know, instead of it being on USA.
What the network?
Yeah,
the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
it's not on USA, right?
No, it's on the network because they condense it.
Well, they did that. They did that 2 years ago. Do you remember the problem 2 years ago where it was the first time they did it on the network and the thing ran like 4 hours?
Yeah, that's a lot of fun though.
I thought it was fun.
Was that
the crowd gets so shitty though? Like that, I have a problem with that Hall of Fame crowd. It's weird,
well,
right?
It's the Mania crowd.
Yeah,
so
but
they're
I
already
mean,
amped up. You know.
It speaks volumes about wrestling fans not knowing how to behave in certain moments.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're doing like this sentimental speech and they're doing like a weird ridiculous chant.
Well, think about it this way: like there's nothing really going on wrestle wise that day, Maybe NXT will have like some kind of like showcase.
No, there's like
or whatever.
I think Ring of Honor's on Saturday.
But like, you know, if you're there, you're kind of you're on vacation, you're in Mania, you're getting amped up, like you're getting like amped up all day, probably drinking. So
probably
by 9 o'clock,
you're like done.
You know, like you want to just be like a douche. Yeah. You know. All right, so Stan Hansen, I thought that's kind of cool.
They don't have a lot of footage of him, but
yeah. Vader's going to introduce him, which is kind of neat.
Yeah, that is cool. Yeah, Vader introducing him is the perfect pick.
Sting.
I'm just a fat piece of shit.
Yeah, that's going to be his speech. Sting. Who's inducting Sting? Is it Flair?
Oh, Flair would have to do it.
Okay.
I can't imagine anybody else.
Freebirds.
The Freebirds are being inducted by the New Day.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
I think that's great. It's kind of. I feel like that's kind of sitting with people a little weird.
So, which Freebirds are being inducted? All of them?
Michael Hayes.
Yeah.
Terry Gordy.
Uh-huh.
Buddy Roberts and Jimmy Garvin.
And, oh, Jimmy Garvin is in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Michael Hayes pulled for that.
So you have. I mean, you have all of them. So that's good.
The APA is gonna induct the Godfather, which I think is freaking fantastic.
That is weird. Okay.
They're probably backstage buddies. Yeah. You know. And plus, like, Godfather deserves it, man. That dude has been. Like, he had a pretty lengthy career.
Dude, he was around forever. Yeah. I mean, he was Papa Shango.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, he was like the soul taker in Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
He was tagged in with The Undertaker in the 80s.
And then
this guy's been around. And then he was Kama.
Yeah.
Kama Mustafa.
And then friggin' Godfather.
And then the Godfather.
And then the Goodfather.
And then the Goodfather. And then mm-hmm. the Godfather again.
Yep. Big Boss Man, they don't know who's going to induct him. Is Akeem still alive or no?
Who Big Boss Man?
Yeah.
Who'll induct the Big Boss Man? Like the Mountie?
Yeah, sweet.
I don't know. Who would induct the Big Boss Man?
That's a good question. Shane?
Who was someone that I have
what
no
a
idea.
Great gimmick.
The Big Boss Man?
Yeah.
You were a fat cop from the South?
Right, yeah.
You were just like a bad cop.
Mm-hmm. But also, like, I think, you know, like, before he died, when he was part of the corporation, like he was freaking frightening.
Okay, so I forgot how much of a role this guy had in that era. Like,
yeah.
This guy was the top, one of the top heels.
Absolutely,
people don't remember that. Like,
hateable.
He was hateable, and the guy was a really good worker.
Yep.
I totally forgot how involved he was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, watching then, you really didn't notice it, but like watching now, like I've been watching some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't gotten to that part yet. I'm in 98 still. Rewatching. But, like, he was an intricate part in that. Like, he was Vince's mercenary, mm-hmm. and he was in all these main event matches.
Yeah.
He had a long feud with Austin.
Yep.
Taker. And you kind of forget that.
He was involved in so much stuff. And, like, just... And, like, also, like, if in the 80s, like, I watched...
He transcended. I mean, he really was able to evolve and keep up.
I watched 19... I think it was WrestleMania 5 what I was watching yesterday. And it's the Twin Towers versus the Rockers.
Yeah.
And between Akeem and him, like, Big Boss Man was 400 pounds at that time. Big dude, just a big dude.
Big belly, tiny, right? Skinny little legs.
Big belly. And then when he was the corporate henchman, he slimmed down a lot.
Yeah.
Man, that guy was in the best shape of his life, I would say. And he had the riot gear and the baton. And like he just looked like a crooked cop, you know? And it worked so well. And instant heat, you know? Like that guy, you know, when Big Boss Man showed up in like the Attitude Era,
yeah,
something shitty was going to happen and you'd have to boom, you know?
How did he die?
I think it was a heart attack.
Yeah, he died of a heart attack in 2004, 41. What
not
was he
that old,
prior
man?
To
which
that?
Is crazy.
He, oh my God, this is horrible. Trailer's final match was for IWA Japan,
mm-hmm.
where he competed in a tournament for the vacated IWA World Heavyweight Championship. He made it to the finals by defeating Freddy Krueger before losing to Jim Duggan.
Sweet.
Freddy Krueger.
Mm-hmm.
Was one of his last match.
And he was in WCW for 5 years.
Doug Gilbert was Freddy Krueger.
Sweet.
Jesus Christ. He was released in 2003. He was assigned to train mm-hmm. developmental wrestlers in OVW. He lost his final WWE match to Tommy Dreamer on Sunday Night Heat in 2002. It's fascinating. So I don't know who would induct him. I have no idea. Who else is being inducted? Anybody else?
Jackie.
Jacqueline?
I want Ivory to induct her.
Mark Merrow.
Yeah?
I want Mark Merrow to induct her.
Why?
I don't know. They were a tech team.
I think the Freebird speech is going to be awesome. A lot of people are going crazy.
Can Michael Hayes please sing Bad Street?
A lot of people are speculating what Michael Hayes is going to wear.
He's going to dress up like the Godfather. Absolutely. He's going to look more of a pimp than the Godfather.
That's kind of funny because, like, that dynamic, like, do you think the Godfather is going to come out like the Godfather, or he's just going to come out as, like,
he's
Charles Wright in a
suit?
No, but
I think Charles Wright always dresses up like the Godfather.
Michael
Hayes dresses up like the Godfather on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. With him with his long hair.
Mm-hmm.
What color is Michael Hayes' suit?
Orange. I'm going to say orange. Okay, and he's going to have giant feather.
I'm going to go with periwinkle.
Okay.
No, you're right. Orange or red.
Or he may flip it and go paisley, just a complete paisley pattern suit.
Yeah.
Sunglasses.
Sunglasses. Cane.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to.
I thought you said he was going to come out with Kane.
He's going to come out with Kane.
Kane should induct Big Boss Man.
Oh, yeah, maybe Kane will do it. Anybody else?
That's it.
Yeah.
I think that's a good Hall of Fame class this year.
So next week we're going to do our final recap before we'll talk about NXT. We'll talk about all that stuff. And
our
then,
predictions. Oh, no prediction. Celebrity this year.
Thank God.
They just didn't announce it.
I mean, I hate the celebrity thing. Oh, no. And then the Warrior Award.
Right.
But do we have any ideas on who's getting that? I read something about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who. What is it called? The Warrior Award?
Yeah. The Vincent J. McMahon Award for Excellence.
The celebrity will be announced this week. I don't know who.
I think the celebrity is going to be Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Snoop Dogg.
It's a rumor, though, right?
Why Snoop?
Why not?
Why, but
he's
like,
a big fan.
I hate that celebrity nonsense.
Why?
Freddie Prinze Jr., he should get it.
Yeah, sure.
He was a writer for them. And then the Warrior Award. I don't know what they're going to do with the Warrior thing.
I think as far as like their celebrity picks go, it's okay. Pete Rose, fine. The Fridge, perfect. Bob Uecker, excellent. Makes
Bob
sense.
Uecker, yeah.
Drew Carey, I guess. Mike Tyson, excellent.
Okay, Tyson's a great. I mean, but Tyson deserves it because he was part of the most important main event of all time. Mm-hmm. You know, the pivotal shift.
Yeah.
Into the Austin era, and he was a major part of it. He's probably one of the main reasons why everything changed over for the WWE.
Trump?
Donald Trump, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the guy financed WrestleMania.
Two of them,
but he was a major partner in this. I mean, he did really... He was a major part of WrestleMania.
And again, not to get political, because I'm not a political dude, but I do feel like he's trying to do an Andy Kaufman right now with his running. That he's such a mark... That nobody knows that he's such a mark that he's like, I'm just going to go straight obscene heel on America right now.
Oh, yeah, he's
and he's getting perfect. Paid. He's getting paid by Hillary to do it.
Hillary's paying him.
Mm-hmm. And you'll never know until he Jerry Lawler slaps him on TV.
and then the Million Dollar Man comes out.
Mm-hmm. Ha, ha, ha. Mr. T? Perfect.
Okay, perfect. First WrestleMania.
Schwarzenegger, perfect. You know?
You know what's amazing? Arnold never had involvement. Mm-hmm. Apparently he was like in the early 70s there was like possibility that Arnold would become a wrestler. Mm-hmm. He would have been the biggest wrestler of all time.
You think so?
Oh my God. If Arnold Schwarzenegger went in the 70s, probably 76.
Yeah.
Right? He would have been a foreign heel.
They would have Tony Atlas'd him. He would have been awesome.
No,
and
because
then,
he was best friends with Billy
Bruno.
Billy Graham, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think if he did a reverse.
And Bruno loved him.
After Terminator, if they signed him, then through the roof.
Yeah. I would have loved to see Arnold involved more in wrestling. Mm-hmm. Like, he's the one guy. Like, you talk about Hulk Hogan. Hogan, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, never involved.
Yeah.
He just did a Hall of Fame. Who did he induct? No, he got inducted, didn't he? Who? Or he inducted somebody? He inducted Arnold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two guys nobody understands.
Exactly.
But one was born in this country. The other one came here 50 years ago. Still can't speak a lick of English.
Yeah.
And he became the governor of California.
Oh, which is fantastic.
Amazing.
It's America. It's beautiful. Amazing. Beautiful country.
I would love to see Arnold as a foreign heel.
No.
Give him a Nazi gimmick.
No. They would have put a turban on him.
Turban on mm-hmm. Arnold. See? Perfect.
Yeah.
A German, an Austrian playing yep. an arrow. Perfect gimmick. All right, guys. That's it for this week. Guys, follow us. We're everywhere podcasts are available. GFQLive.tv is the website. GFQNetwork.com. Subscribe. BTC Rich at Andrew Zarian. Follow me. Follow Matt Men Podcast. We'll be back next week with more pro wrestling talk. Bye-bye for now.